The White House has said that no final decision has yet been made about imposing tariffs on films made abroad. Donald Trump has threatened to impose a 100% tariff on films produced elsewhere and being distributed in the US in a bid to make Hollywood great again, he says, and to safeguard America's national and economic security. Where we're joined now by Ed Guiney, co-CEO of Ireland's most successful film company, Element Pictures. Ed, you're very welcome indeed. It's all very vague at this stage. Would you have any idea how a tariff on films that Element makes here would work?
Honestly, I don't. I mean, we're all scratching our heads. I mean, it was very disconcerting to wake up to that bombshell yesterday morning. And actually, I suppose since then, as is often the case with Trump, you know, things aren't, you know, have moderated and changed, and now the White House are making more kind of you know, I won't say positive, but they're kind of qualifying the statement, I suppose. But it's really hard to understand how a tariff would be imposed, because so much of the activity that happens in the world is actually owned by American studios. These things are services. They're not products in the way that, you know, you traditionally imagine a tariff being imposed on a product. So an awful lot of head scratching. I think behind it, there is definitely an anxiety in the States, in that there is a lot of what they call runaway production. In other words, American film and television production that shoots all around the world. And actually, we benefit from it hugely here in Ireland. I mean, as is well known, we have an amazing crew base here, and we've very decent incentives and a very buoyant industry. Same with the UK and Canada. But so there's, I think there is a feeling that, you know, that a lot of American stuff should be shooting in the US, but actually that's largely down to the cost base in the States, which is very high, and also the incentives. And there are incentives in some of the states of America, but they're not necessarily as, they don't kind of even the playing field, you know, with kind of international production. So I think the other thing that's emerged from this is a conversation around whether there should be a federal tax incentive in America to keep American production at home.
The films that you make here, Ed, I mean, would many of them be funded with US money?
Yes, they would. Yeah, very often. Now, we work a lot. We've just made a film in the UK and in America, in fact, called Begonia, Yorgos Lanthimos' new film, which is fully financed by Universal, by Focus. And we frequently work with the studios. And actually, if there was some, you know, kind of way of imposing this tariff logically, it would be very, very damaging for all of us here in Ireland, and indeed all international, you know, all international destinations for film production would be under severe threat. Yeah. But I think everyone feels it's just quite hard to imagine how it will be imposed.
Well, I just can't get my head around that. If much of your work and others' work is funded from the United States, at what point would a tariff apply, and who would pay it?
Well, exactly. I mean, I don't think anyone has an answer to that question at all. Because as you say, rightly, you know, say for instance, Netflix commissions a show and it's on, it's shot, say, here in Ireland, like take Bodkin, and it's available on all their platforms internationally as well as America. How do you put the tariff on the American bit of that? How does that even begin to be possible? And the other thing I should say, actually, in reference to Bodkin, is that he's only talked about films so far, not television. So to say, for instance, Bodkin wouldn't actually be touched under, you know, the current thinking. But no, it's very confusing. I mean, the other thing to say about America is about the American film industry, it is, I think, it has a net positive trade balance with every single country in the world. I think it's the only American industry that does. And the top 10 films internationally last year were all American films. So the American film industry is actually in very good health. It's in rude, rude health. I think the issue is that a lot of these productions are being shot internationally.
So you've everything crossed that this just goes away?
Yeah, I mean, the other theory actually at the moment is that because he's meeting Mark Carney this week and the film shooting a film in Canada is such a massive, you know, part of the Canadian economy that it's a kind of a shot across Carney's bows. I don't know if that's true, but it's another thing that people are saying about it. But yeah, I mean, the thing that's, you know, very disconcerting, I will say, is the uncertainty, as is always the case. And we're about to go into the Cannes Film Festival. We have two films there that we're hoping will sell. I mean, in fact, as it's turned out, they both sold to America, but there'll be lots of other people trying to sell films to America. And the uncertainty that this engenders is not good for business. It really isn't. And that's coming on the back of COVID, the SAG strikes, the fires in LA.
Of course.
You know, kind of a tough old time for the industry. Yeah. So it just isn't helpful.
Thank you very much, Ed Guiney, co-CEO of Element Pictures.